The Youth's Instructor, November 2, 1899. The Joy That Is Set Before Us, Part 1. The Youth's Instructor, November 2, 1899. The Joy That Is Set Before Us, Part 1. God asks the youth to serve him with consecrated minds. The call that he gave to the humble fishermen on the shores of Galilee, he gives to each soul. Follow me, he says, and I will make you fishers of men. The men of the world are ambitious for fame. They desire houses and lands and plenty of money, that they may be great according to the measure of the world. It is the height of their ambition to reach a place where they can look down with a sense of superiority upon those who are poor. These souls are building on the sand, and their house will fall suddenly. Superiority of position is not true greatness. That which does not increase the value of the soul is of no real value in itself. The qualities which shine the brightest in the world have no place in the kingdom of God. Birth, position, wealth, and high-sounding titles find no special favor with him. Today, as when he walked among men, Christ passes these by and accepts the men and women in the humble walks of life who have his glory in view. The words he uttered on the mount are truth for all time. Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Whatever his learning, his wealth and position, heaven estimates the transgressor as the least of all God's creatures, and the humble and obedient are regarded as of more value than the most exalted and wealthy and honored of earth. Christ invites the youth to wear his yoke and lift his burdens. Come unto me, he says, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The reason we do so little in winning souls to Christ is that we have so little of Christ in us. The usefulness of the Christians will depend upon the measure of the grace he has received, and the measure of grace he receives will be proportionate to the use he makes of the blessings that God gives him. You will have some estimate of your own worth when you become a laborer together with Christ to fill the world with his righteousness. The Lord expects you to proclaim the message, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." You are to work to bless those who have no sense of their need of a new heart, a new life and purpose. Someone must tell sinners of their great need. And those whom God has accepted as his sons and daughters must work as Christ worked. If any man will come after me, the Savior said, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Those who heed this call will study the meekness and lowliness of Christ and will join with him in his efforts to make the world better. The commission Christ gave to the disciples, he gives to all connected with him. We are to make any and every sacrifice for the joy of seeing souls saved. Whatever work is done in the name of Jesus to bless and elevate and restore human beings to the image of God is as acceptable to the Lord as was the work of Moses or Joseph or Daniel. You who are the elect and chosen ones are to receive the divine commission to yoke up with Christ. You must never grow weary in well-doing. The highest honor that can be conferred upon human beings, be they young or old, rich or poor, is to be permitted to lift up the oppressed, comfort the feeble-minded, and support the weak. The world is full of suffering. Go heal the sick, pray for the hopeless, preach the gospel to the poor.